Good morning, beloved, and thank you for inviting me into your homes for this Tuesday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we are in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 through 31, where the Apostle Paul compares the body of Christ to a human body. Each part of the body refers to individual members of the church, and all are united in one being. So, let's begin reading. Christ is like a single body which has many parts, and it is still one body even though it is made up of different parts. In the same way, all of us, whether Jews or Gentiles, whether slaves or free, have been baptized into the one body by the same Spirit, and we have all been given the one Spirit to drink. For the body itself is not made up of only one part, but of many parts. If the foot were to say, "Well, because I'm not a hand, I don't belong to the body," that would not keep it from being part of the body. And if the ear were to say, "Well, because I'm not an eye, I don't belong to the body," that would not keep it from being part of the body. If the whole body were just an eye, how could it hear? And if it were only an ear, how could it smell? As it is, however, God put every different part in the body just as He wanted it to be. There would not be a body if it were only one part. As it is, there are many parts, but one body. So then, the eye cannot say to the hand, "I don't need you." Nor can the head say to the feet, "Well, I don't need you." On the contrary, we cannot do without the parts of the body that seem to be weaker, and those parts that we think aren't worthy very much are the ones which we treat with greater care, while the parts of the body which don't look very nice are treated with special modesty, which is the more beautiful parts they don't need. God Himself has put the body together in such a way as to give greater honor to those parts that need it. And so there is no division in the body, but all its different parts have the same concern for one another. If one part of the body suffers, all the other parts suffer with it. If one part is praised, all the other parts share in its happiness. All of you are Christ's body, and each one is a part of it. In the church, God has put in place and put all in place. In the first place, apostles; in the second place, prophets; in the third place, teachers; then those who perform miracles, followed by those who are given the power to heal or to help others or to direct them to speak with strange tongues. They are not all apostles or prophets or teachers. Not everyone has the power to work miracles, or to heal diseases, or to speak in strange tongues, or to explain what is said. Set your hearts, then, on the more important gifts. Best of all, however, is the following way. And that's where we stop for today. We're going to have to wait till tomorrow to find out what the best part of the body is. All right, today's key verse was 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 27, where Paul said, "All of you are Christ's body, and each one is a part of it." Beloved, it is so important for us to understand that as long as we are alive and breathing on this earth, God has a purpose for us. We may not think that there is a thing that we can do. We may think that we are totally without talent, totally without ability. But God's not looking at our ability anyhow. He looks at what the Holy Spirit of God can do through us. And so the important thing is to seek God's will, to seek out and discover what He's doing in your life, and then do that with all of your might. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, open my heart to your spiritual gifts, that I may carry out the work of the church, reach out to others, and strengthen the body of Christ. through a life filled with love, joy, and peace. Amen. Well, that brings our time together on this Tuesday morning to an end. Join me tomorrow when we're going to find out what that better way is that Paul is talking about. We'll be reading 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 13, where the Apostle Paul teaches us about love. Until tomorrow then, beloved, may God richly bless you is my prayer.